Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, above the antique clock shop. You all know where that is. You can go to 949-415-6718. Call and find out what's happening there, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, series, workshops, neurofeedback, all kinds of cool stuff happening at OM. So definitely check it out. Today, the topic is surrendering to life as it is. So in meditation, we talk about surrendering all the time. But what does it really mean to surrender? And what are we surrendering to? Is there some underlying truth in life that's meant to overtake us and we need to let go of our resistance to this truth and surrender to something else? It sounds sort of threatening when you think of it like that. It's like joining a cult where I'm going to be indoctrinated with someone else's idea of the truth. And that's not at all what we're talking about with meditation here. So in reading of late, I've been reading this book called Cutting Through Spiritual Materialism by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who was really responsible for bringing a lot of the Tibetan Buddhism and meditation techniques to the West. And he wrote in this book that the idea of surrender has three specific laws or guidelines: surrendering to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So what does that mean? So let's start with the first one, surrendering to the Buddha. In this context, Buddha means the inner teacher or the teacher within. And ordinarily, we think of this idea of teacher as someone that we seek out. And it's true, there are many kinds of teachers that can help us to know ourselves better. But the act of meditation is specifically about the listening to the teacher that's within. It's this practice where we self-teach from observing our experiences. And when we meditate, we're surrendering or letting go of our attachment to the way that we think life is supposed to be, and we're listening intently from the inside out, opening ourselves to the possibilities that life can hold. Now, we usually operate from our reactions to what we already know. And when something happens, we use the past to determine how we're going to react. It's this reactivity that becomes a fixed way or a habit of dealing with life's challenges. And we don't ever even think about it. We never pause. We just react. The idea behind the practice of meditation is about learning to be in each moment as it unfolds, to notice how much we want to react, and to pause or to interrupt that reaction and to attempt to wait patiently for the way to open up to us, to follow our intuition. And by doing so, we can begin to find new ways to react and new choices for dealing with the problems that we experience every day. Now, the next law is called surrendering to the Dharma. So what does this mean? Well, Dharma means the way or the path. It's this idea of surrendering to life as it is in this very moment and resisting the urge to judge it based on the past or to control it for some outcome in the future. And this would mean letting go of our resistance, our judgment, even our fear of a situation as it is, and not try to change it, but to receive it, to observe it, witness it, and allow ourselves to open up enough possibility for the seed of this new experience to be planted and bear some new fruit in us. This path or this way is the road we're actually on in life, where I am now, this moment, this week, this year, That's the Dharma. Our knowledge of the past is from a path that we've already walked down. We've already experienced it. But this path, this Dharma, is this moment in life, just as it is. And meditation helps us develop the willingness to explore the path in a new way, as this curious observation. Now, the third law or guideline is called surrendering to the Sangha. Now, the word Sangha really means spiritual community. And the idea is to be willing to both learn from our community, our relationships, and also to share what we're learning through our interaction with other people in the whole of life. It shows us where we can be closed to some people and open to others. And through meditation, we can develop the sensitivity to notice when we shut down or we close off, and to gently listen and allow ourselves to open to seeing, feeling, and experiencing them in a new and unexpected way. It's kind of like letting others and ourselves off the hook. This law also talks about not necessarily relying on our community for our growth by being some kind of unwitting victim of our circumstances and our relationships, but by slowing down and being observant and responsible for ourselves and our reactions. And then we're more able to be with others with more compassion and understanding. And in this book, Cutting Through Spiritual Materialism, it says, if a group of people leans one upon the other, and then if one should happen to fall down, everyone else falls down too. So we don't lean on anyone else. Instead, we just walk with each other, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, working with each other, going with each other in the flow. When we practice meditation, sitting and noticing our breath and how it changes based on our thoughts that we're having or some outside stimulus that's affecting us, and being able to have tools that bring us back to a feeling of being open and centered, we can begin to enjoy the safety of surrendering to life as it is, knowing that everything changes with each moment. And through this form of mindfulness and attention to details, we can experience surrender as a source of strength rather than vulnerability, a way of expanding and growing and being in the world that contains this kind of fearlessness and groundlessness at the same time. So we are going to practice surrendering to life as it is today. Find yourself a comfortable position so we can get started. Make sure to have your back supported. Have your hands resting in your lap. Your legs are uncrossed unless you're sitting on the floor or a cushion. But if you're in a chair or the couch, just let your feet rest on the floor, legs are uncrossed. Back supported, neck is long, chin down slightly, settling in to your body, maybe even wiggling and moving and leaning here and there until you find a center point, a center axis on your sitting bones that allows your spinal cord to elongate out through the crown of your head, and then drop all the muscles of the body towards the earth. So it's like stretching up and then letting go. Good. All right, we're going to start with three cleansing breaths. In through the nose. And blow as slowly as you can now out of your mouth. Two more times. Inhale deeply. Blow out slowly. One more. This is the way that we invite our mind and body to come together through breath, to go inside and become the observer and the witness, to really surrender our control and to experience life. And then just let your breath shift in and out of your nostrils now. Noticing the temperature of the air as it comes in through the nose. And how warm it is when it comes back out of the body. Really tuning in to the differences. And this breath isn't something that you have to control or force in any way. It's your own natural rhythm. It's your raw material. There's nothing you have to do but listen to it, observe it, follow it with your mind. And as you do that, you can label the breath. So when you breathe in, you say to yourself, inhale. And then say exhale as you breathe out, just silently to yourself, marking these breaths with your mind. It's called labeling. Gives your busy monkey mind something to do. A couple more times here, labeling the breath. Good. And as we settle in, I want you to imagine you can move your breath into the soles of your feet and feel your feet. What are they touching? Do you have socks on? Is your skin exposed? Just really tuning in. And then let that awareness and breath move up into your ankles. Then up into your shins and calves. Then your knees, then your thighs. And see if you can release your legs. Let them be heavy. Let the chair or the floor hold them. Then move the breath and awareness into your hip bones, into your low back and low belly. And imagine you can soften your belly from the inside out on the next exhale. And then move the breath and awareness into your ribs, your middle back, the sides of your body, and notice if your back's being supported by a cushion. Just give your back to the chair or the cushion. Surrender your back. Nice. Now move your breath up into your chest, under your arms, into your shoulder blades and your upper back. Let your collarbones spread out and let your shoulders drop to your elbows and imagine the breath sliding from your elbows to your wrists and fingertips until you can really sense and feel your hands. This is the only observant quality you need. Just noticing. Soften the jaw and let your teeth be parted. Let your eyes roll down and forward and your face softens. Like the breath removes the mask you've been wearing. And then let the next breath go right out the top of your head. Each little movement is a surrender to the way each moment feels, each breath, each body part. You're training yourself to be here and now, right in the present moment, which means you're surrendering to your attachment to the past or the future, so you're well on your way. So for our practice today, you'll be labeling your breath. And when your busy, busy mind comes in to distract you, and you can catch yourself wandering off into thinking, you'll simply label that thinking. Just like catching a little butterfly or something, very gentle. Just say, ah, thinking. And then return to the breath, labeling two or three inhales and exhales. Feel your body once again on the chair or the cushion in your back or your feet on the floor. And then let go, surrender again, just to being, until the next distraction comes along and you label it. And then I'll check in with you in just a little bit, see how you're doing. Notice where your mind has taken you. And again, gently, like catching a butterfly, you just call it wandering or thinking. Bring yourself back to the inhale and exhale a few times, to the feeling of the body. And imagine on the next exhale that you could just surrender, let go, and feel. What's it like to be here in the present moment? Keep practicing, and I'll check back with you. Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. This is Om at Home, and today's practice is learning to surrender to life as it is. And we do that by observing the breath, by releasing into the body and the support, and allowing each moment to unfold. Labeling thoughts and breaths. Letting go. begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body feels right now and making little adjustments, lengthening your spine, softening your belly as we wrap up. Just checking back in to where you might have collapsed a little bit. Notice your state of mind, and if you're being hard on yourself about having a busy monkey mind, let it go. It's no big deal. It's just practice. Practicing surrendering to life as it is. Bringing your breath into the base of your spine. Imagine as you inhale, you can draw that breath up your back. And as you exhale, you can release the breath down your front. Inhale up your back. Exhale down the front. One more time. Sealing in your relationship to that inner teacher, that inner awareness that's always there for you. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. It was a pleasure sitting with you today. This is Lori thanking you for listening and wishing you peace along your way.